Hello.
Hi, is this Anthony?
Yes.
Hi, Anthony. It's Paul calling you back from Local Splash. We spoke this morning. I know you were a little bit busy.
Yes.
I wanted to follow up. Is this maybe a better time, though?
Yeah, I've got about 10 minutes.
Okay,
so
great.
Maybe
so,
we can get through a few things.
Yeah, sure, of course. So, like I said before, did you have any questions for me at this point? I mean, I know that it's been a while since we talked.
Yeah, I do. I remember we talked a little bit about the directories and that
mm-hmm.
sort of thing, and then
sure.
I asked you about our Google business page,
right?
Getting that fixed because
sure.
it had a wrong address and that sort of thing,
right?
On it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but ran into another issue.
Okay,
so when I typed in the business name on Google, it used to come up with the Google page, or the business page.
Right. Okay.
Now it doesn't. It comes up with another company with a similar name, and I'm wondering if they claimed our page.
Okay.
So the name
That's
of our company
probably,
is Easy
yes.
Home Remodel.
Right.
And their company, I think, is like Easy Bath Remodeling or something like that.
Got it. Okay.
So, want to see what can be done about that because we need to get our Google page up
sure.
and running.
Yeah.
We've been using,
yeah.
we're part of the BBB and got reviews on there and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But
right.
And I don't know personally, but I mean, I can't think of every customer as doing the same thing I would do, but I would think a BBB kind of carries a little bit more clout with reviews than like Google would. But I still know it's important to have that.
Right.
And so want to see if you guys can help, get
yeah.
that page going for us.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, having an active Google business profile page really is the first step. I mean, it's important because that's what people will see. That's kind of your digital brochure for your business.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you didn't already have one, a lot of times it's easier just to start fresh and create a new one. But, you know, we've been Google partners from almost the very beginning of that program. So we do work with Google's back-end team on a regular basis every day to claim existing listings, merge duplicate listings,
mm-hmm.
correct any old or inaccurate listings. Right now, like you said, your listing's not even popping up. I don't think the other company with the similar name would have claimed it, but your listing might be kind of suspended because the wrong address was on there or something like that.
Yeah.
Google might have flagged it. So we'll, of course, work to fix that. And then, of course, as a default, since you're not popping up, the other one pops up since it's similar to what Google thinks someone might have been searching for. So we're going to tell
okay.
Google that when they do that search, they're actually searching for you. And then, of course, more importantly, for the people who aren't searching for you but searching for someone who can do what you can do, we'll make sure that your listing is front and center on that first page as well so people can choose you as one of their options and call you directly. That is where all of those different directories pop in. Again, because of your service area, I recommend, you know, paid ads as well, that social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads. That's going to get your phone ringing as well, get you more opportunities. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, first thing we'll do is get that, it's not going to be the first thing. It'll be one of the first things that we do. We're not going to sit and wait for that to happen. We'll start creating those directories right away as well. But, yeah, we'll work to get your Google business profile listing squared away, make sure that everything's accurate, that Google recognizes you and your company as being active in the area. And then, of course, with those directories and everything else. So it is a flat rate. I can still honor the pricing that we offered back when we originally spoke, which was, I think,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not mistaken, back in October. So you'd be looking with the paid Facebook ads and that social media campaign as part of it included, all the directories and everything else. It's $299. That's the exact amount. It would bill once a month for $299.00. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees, and I would still be able to honor that reduced setup fee. I took $200 off of the setup fee. The setup fee is normally $299. I took that down to $99. And, of course, that only applies to the first month. So it's $398 to get started. Every month, though, after that is that flat rate of $299, and that's with that paid Facebook ad campaign as well. $100 of those $299 goes directly towards that Facebook ad campaign. But that's really going to jumpstart your campaign, get you more opportunities, and it is going to help to expand your coverage. And, I mean, that's important, too. They kind of work hand-in-hand to get you the best return on investment there. Now, it is, like I said, still going to be offered on a month-to-month basis. Of course, that means you can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause the service. I mean, if you get more work than you can take on, or if you have to go on vacation, you can even pause the service seasonally if you have to. But as long as you're happy and active and using the service, it is just going to be that flat rate. Again, that was for an established business, so it will always be that $299. You're actually saving a little over 50%. Once you hit the 15-year mark, we take 50% off because we prefer to work with companies that are established. First of all, we know that you're not going anywhere, but you do provide quality work. You can handle more business, and you, of course, would continue to get good reviews. So, like I said, you'd be saving $300 every month off the normal cost of the service without any reduction. It's $5.99 a month. So, yeah, it's $300 a month every month that you're saving, plus the extra $200 in that first month. You save $500 in that first month alone. But every month that you stay with it, it's just $2.99, not $5.99.
Okay. And so what that includes is you'll fix the Google page.
Of course, we have to,
I'm writing this down, so fix Google business page. And so all that information will be correct, and that'll be active.
Correct.
And then
it's almost 70 directories. It fluctuates every now and then. Google gives us updates on a regular. Sometimes they say, you know, create more directories, these ones, don't create those ones. But it's like 68, so it's almost 70. Last I checked, it was 68. Almost 70 different destinations and directories that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. Some of it, in fact, most of it is stuff that no one's ever heard of. Of course, you know, Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, those ones. But Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav, Rate It All, About Us, Hot Frog, Kudzu, I mean, stuff that most consumers, even most so-called SEO companies have never heard of. But because we are a Google partner, of course, we know that Google looks for that content. It's all equally weighted. It's all equally as important. And then, of course, it really is the ones that no one's ever heard of that really helps you to stand out above your competition and rank above them on that local map section. We don't create that content for your customers to see. We create it because Google and Bing look at it and look for it. It's what the search engine searches for, relevant content. So, you know, even though you've been around for a long time, the companies that are on that first page are not there because they've been around the longest or have the biggest company or the best job in town. They just have content that reassures Google and Bing time and again that you are in that area providing those services. So every one of those directories are equally important. We'll create all of those for you. That's part of it. And then, of course, you know, the paid Facebook ads, that social media campaign as well, all of that's included in the $299.
So tell me a little bit about the social media stuff. We have a Facebook page, and we post on it. Obviously, that's only people that are going to see that are people that actually like the page, so it's not necessarily going to new people. But
that's not exactly the case with paid ads. I mean, the way it is set up now, people.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, what I'm doing now, yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. So for the paid ads, it is different than Google. I mean, obviously, for someone to find something on Google, they have to look for it. They have to type something in.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
For this, you tell us where you want to target those Facebook ads. I mean, it could be specific zip codes, even specific subdivisions where it's most profitable for you to be found. We run those ads. It's just going to be part of someone's live stream when they're just Facebooking on their own, so they don't have to already know the name of your company or have liked your page or anything like that. It's just going to be part of their feed as they scroll through. If they skip right past it, it costs you nothing. If they click on it, it costs us like 20, 22 cents, something like that. It's super affordable. It's all bundled in and included, and that $100 a month is probably more than enough. Any excess rolls over into the next month. But like I said, we'll pay for those Facebook ads. And then if someone clicks on it, they've got the opportunity to learn more about your company. Your website's there, and it's just another way for someone who's like, oh, hey, yeah, I was thinking about remodeling the bathroom or the kitchen or whatever it was, and they see that scrolling past. Now people are interested. They're actually, for the most part, at least in my opinion, which is why I don't use my Facebook page anymore, they're looking for something to do. They've got nothing else to do, and they're trying to kill time. So like, oh, hey, let me see if I can contact someone about a bathroom model. So just another opportunity for you, you know. But it's a great way to expand your coverage area beyond
and can
the listings.
Can we be specific on the ad? Like if we want to promote one service versus another, that sort of thing?
Of course. We will talk to you about what you want listed, and we usually will run about 6 or even 8 different ads at a time if you want us to. So targeting specific services, yeah, you're not going to be just limited to one. So, you know, you'll have the opportunity to target your bread and butter services, you know, and if you want to, you know, add like a promotion or a discount or anything like that, we can always, you know, kind of reword the ads. And of course, it's a great way for you to be a big part of your own success. I mean, we want you to be as successful as possible. And a lot of that is a collaborative effort. You know, we want to make sure that, you know, we're talking to you regularly about what we're seeing on our end, and that if you have any questions or concerns, if you want to send us more photos or anything like that, or update content or ask for the ads to be changed, either where they're running or what ad is running, you always have that access. So that's going to help us to make sure that we're promoting the services you want to be found for.
Okay. And let me ask you this. We need to update our website. Is that a service you guys offer? Obviously, that's a different charge, but I didn't know if you offered it.
Yeah, we actually do build custom websites. We do websites from scratch. We are not currently anyway working on an existing website. A lot of times it's on someone else's server. It's code that they've done. I mean, it's like if you were to go in there and clean up, you know, someone else's, another contractor who really messed everything up, nothing's to code, you have to start over. That's harder to do than if you, you know, were doing it all
and
yourself.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care if the website we have now is just thrown in the garbage and something brand new is created.
Okay.
It's way out of date.
From it? Yeah. Okay. No problem.
It's way out of date, and it's hosted through GoDaddy.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. Okay. So, yeah, what we can do is pull the best bits from the website, or if there's nothing salvageable, you know, start completely fresh. We would talk to you about, you know, the different services that you want to be found for, you know, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business and things like that. You want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one. We'll ask you to email us photos. It's not a bridge we have to cross right now, but what I'm going to put here is that we'll do a landing page for you at no additional cost. It's sometimes called a microsite. It's a one-page website, you know. It's a little bit like if you've ever seen a Google Business Profile website, but ours is a lot more user-friendly, whereas a Google Business Profile site, although it is already Google compliant, I mean, of course, Google makes it, it's kind of a stark white background, maybe a photo or 2 or 6, and then, you know, just kind of bullet points for the services provided. We would, more color, more content, you know, testimonials from your satisfied clients, and of course, photos and everything like that. So that's a one-page microsite. We offer that at no additional cost because it only takes us about 2 or 5 days to put together. We can do a custom website for you. It might even be something that, you know, we can do for you down the road for you at a reduced cost once we, you know, have an opportunity to show you what we can do. A lot of times we want to reward our clients with loyalty and offer reduced pricing for additional services and things like that as far as the custom website goes. We don't typically offer that on a month-to-month basis because it takes us probably 3 weeks to complete.
Yeah, I understand that part. But what would kind of give me an idea if we did something that's pretty simple, 3 to 5 pages, what would something like that run to build?
I mean, depending on the details of the service and things like that, it could be anywhere between maybe $3.99 and $5.99, and I probably shouldn't say this to you at all. We might even just tack it on as a free service, just as a free upgrade to you in a month or two, you know. I mean, I've seen client support do that on my own accounts, and I'm like, huh, was I busy? Were you not able to call me and see if I wanted to actually sell a website? But I mean, it's totally fine, you know. I mean, like I said, our success comes from the success of our clients. I mean, you know, really, keeping our clients on board long term is profitable for us. I mean, we still have to update and optimize things, but obviously the heavy lifting is in the first couple of months here. So,
absolutely.
A lot of times, just to you know, give you better results or things like that, or just to, you know, update your website. I know that we're making changes to the different types of websites that we can offer and things like that. So a lot of the times we're able to just like, kind of just as a beta test, say, hey, you know, we can do this for you. We can do it for free for you. If you like it, great. You can keep it for free. I mean, so I've seen that happen, you know.
Okay. And would you host it, or would that stay with GoDaddy?
Yeah, that would be something we would do, even if it's just the landing page. We would just get a very similar domain, or if you can get the domain transferred to us, we can use the existing domain. That wouldn't be a problem. Mm-hmm. Build out a whole new site on it and use that existing domain. We could definitely do that. But then it becomes hosted on our server. Of course, that allows us to update that. The hosting, maintenance, and updating of the landing page is included at no additional cost. So that's definitely a big bonus there as well. And you can make those changes. If we do a custom website, I mean, you can go in there and make changes on your own, or you can have us do that for you, the landing page.
Oh, okay. If you want to swap out a picture or something like that.
You can do that yourself. You have access through your client dashboard, or if you just want to either email us a photo or upload the photo through your client dashboard with a note that says, hey, can you add this one and things like that, then we can do the work for you. I mean, it's really
that's
up to
cool,
some of our...
To be honest with you, I get pretty impatient. So,
okay.
If there's little stuff I could do myself, I'd rather just go in and do it, get it done.
Yeah, sometimes it's not a matter of being impatient, but I understand that myself. But a lot of times, you know, people want to be hands-on, and they have, you know, maybe really particular ideas, like they want this photo to come before that photo and that kind of thing. So, yeah, you'll have access to do that. Absolutely.
Okay.
So I'll put in for now the landing page to be included at no additional cost, and then if you want to have us use the domain that you've already got, we can use that for now for the landing page, and then we can use that same domain when we do a custom website if we go that route.
Okay, cool. All right, what else do I need to know?
Well, I mean, the first thing that I would do, and again, it's if you've got the time, either today or soon, and if it's something that you want to do, I mean, honestly, on my end, I would need probably 10 minutes of your time now, and then I would set up the client interview. So we have our technician give you that follow-up call. That's where we kind of verify information that I have, verify information off of your existing website, cross the T's and dot the I's, and make sure we have all the information that we need to build out a new site and create all of those different directories and things like that. That would be a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. We schedule by the hour, but the call takes about half an hour. So sometime in that first half hour we call you, takes about 25, 30 minutes after that. Other than that, I would need just a little bit more information about your business to get everything set up on my end. Because we are Google Premier partners, we are required to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you so that you know that we are reducing the cost of the subscription, reducing the cost of the service, that we are, in this case, including the landing page at no additional cost, etc. And then, you know, we do that client interview, we get the content, we ask for you to email us those photos, and we start creating that landing page for you. That takes about 3 or 4 business days maybe, and then we use that same time to start getting the Google listing verified, unsuspended if it is suspended, putting the accurate address on there and things like that. We'll also start creating those directories in that same amount of time. Now, Facebook wants us to say... Okay, no problem.
No, you go ahead.
Now, real quick, I just wanted to say with the Facebook ads, they do want us to say 7 to 10 business days, but it's usually less than that. I mean, you've already got a Facebook page that we can use. My experience is it's 7 days or less before your Facebook ads are running.
Okay. Okay. Let me ask you this question. So we have virtual offices that we use for like the BBB, stuff like that. But if we signed up with a new program with the BBB, which we don't technically need the virtual offices anymore. We just bought a bigger package with them.
Okay, gotcha.
So if we just use, because the company's run out of house, we're not spending money on rent somewhere.
Yeah, of course not.
So we wouldn't want the actual street address listed.
Perfect.
So city and state is fine, you know, that
exactly.
sort of thing.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
Oh yeah, that's perfectly fine. In fact, Google actually prefers it that way. If you don't see customers typically, I mean, Google wants to have a positive reputation. Of course, everybody does. They wouldn't want to list a physical address, have someone drive out there. It's your home. You don't answer the door because you're out in the field. I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run out of the home, run out of the truck.
Yeah.
And if you don't see customers, even if you had like a small office where you did your paperwork or a shop or something like that, if you don't see customers come to you, if you don't see customers come to you, Google will only list city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not any physical address, because like I said, they don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you do.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. All right. So here's what I'm going to do. So my partner and I've already discussed it and, we want to move forward with something. So I just wanted to go over again the details with you first to make sure that I had it correct.
Perfect.
So let me talk to him tonight. I'll give him a call in a little bit. I'm going to go over this with him, and then we'll probably go ahead and get everything set up tomorrow.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that he and I are on the same page, which, like I said, we've already discussed that we want to do it. He just wanted me to get the details again because it's been a couple months since he's off.
Yeah, it has.
So, so all this is good information. And I'm pretty familiar with your type of work. I worked for a company and sold this stuff a few years ago. So, so I understand the directory stuff and all that good stuff. So, I get it. And that's what I was explaining to him. He's like, what do we mean directories? I'm like, well, they're called directories. They're just sites. And very few people go to most of these sites, but it's just another. I always explain to customers, you know, when you have a business, you know, a brick and mortar business, you want as many exits off the highway to lead to your to your store. And this is just additional exits for people to get off on. So, So we'll be good to go. I just want to explain it to him again this evening, and then you and I will talk tomorrow and get everything set up.
Sure. And, I mean, the best way to look at all the directories that we create is it's kind of like a recipe, you know? I mean, it's like, do I really need to add vanilla to this recipe? Well, you could do it without it, but is it going to be exactly as you expect it to be? Maybe not, right?
That's,
so every little bit of it is important.
Yeah.
You know, all of those little ingredients, whether they're like, well, I don't even taste it in the finished product. Well, it's still there. It's one of those side notes and it adds to everything. But the real reason, like I said, we don't create that content for your customers to see because, like you said, no one even really knows about those for the most part. But that's what the search engines search for more than anything else. I mean, if it was 5 years ago, great website, you know, naming your photos, the right keyword density, schema markup, meta tags, the stuff that you could build into a website 5 years ago, 6 years ago for sure, that was usually enough to get you good ranking because most businesses didn't even have a website back then. But now, I mean, Google's even de-emphasized the importance of a website. That's why their landing pages are so bare bones. But what Google looks for is where can I verify that this company provides this service in that area? Like I said, Google doesn't want to be embarrassed in any way, shape, or form. So Google wants to be very convinced that you provide those services in those areas. So instantaneously, when someone does a keyword search, Google looks at the content out there relating to that particular search. Let's say it's bathroom remodeling near me. As long as they are near you, Google will see all of that content and say, yeah, this guy for sure provides bathroom remodeling. Let's put him on that first page. So even if it's a directory no one's ever heard of, that's even better because your competitors are not likely to have that content. So all of those directories are as important as anything else. I mean, it's like salt and pepper on your steak. I mean, you're going to eat the steak without the salt and pepper, but you're going to enjoy it, and it's going to be a better experience for you with the salt and pepper on it, right?
Right. Yeah, and I've noticed that a lot of businesses, when I say a lot, I mean several businesses that I've looked at, they don't necessarily have their own website.
Right.
I mean, they'll have a domain, but they'll have it routed to their Facebook page, or something like that, and that's what they're using.
Yeah, exactly.
So I still want a website because I want to showcase things a little bit better. But
that's a great example. Those businesses, while they do have a Facebook page as their online presence, they also have the directories that put them on that first page where people can click onto that Facebook page. But I agree with you. I think a website is still more professional. It's still what most people want to
see.
We can, since you brought it up and reminded me because I didn't think of it at the time, we can have a link on your website to your Facebook page. You know, the Facebook icon with a clickable link that goes directly to your Facebook page. We can build that into the...
And what about to our BBB listing?
We could do that. We can do up to three. So if you want BBB, Facebook, anything else, we can do that. We can rotate them too if you want us to.
Okay, perfect.
All
righty. Well, then let me talk to him this evening. Probably, let's see, I've got, my morning is all booked, so definitely the afternoon.
Got it. Like about the same time, maybe a little earlier?
A little earlier. Probably, somewhere 2-3.
2 or 3?
Sure. Be fine. Yeah.
Sounds good. Sounds like a plan. I'll give you a call then. I'll get a little bit more information. Like I said, I need maybe 10 minutes. If you're ready to go, we can get the voice verification set up, get a little bit more information that I need just to give our client interview technician a head start, and then we'll schedule that call. If you're available tomorrow, think about when you've got time. We would schedule by the hour. The call takes place usually 15, 20 minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone about a half hour after that.
Perfect.
You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. So I'll give you a call tomorrow around 2 or 3. That does still give us a couple of different options for the client interview if there is anything available late afternoon tomorrow. Otherwise, we can look to that client interview on Friday and get things set up tomorrow and squared away with Friday. I'm looking right now. There's 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock available. So if I call you at 2 or 3, even that 3 o'clock is still available for tomorrow afternoon. We could even do that client interview tomorrow if things go the way they are.
Okay.
All right.
I'll
talk to you tomorrow around 2 or 3. Anthony, real pleasure again speaking with you.
All right.
Looking forward to
speaking
again tomorrow. Thank you, sir.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.